Hey guys, it's your girl Jenny. This episode is basically going to be about my first movie reaction. Obviously, I will not be finishing everything in this podcast, but for now, this is where I'm at. Let me know if you guys want a part two and enjoy this episode. Just know you guys already have received the ads during this first part of this segment, so you won't be receiving any ads if you do. Please skip ahead and whatever you feel. If you want to help a girl out, don't skip the ads. But if you just want to listen to my podcast, you may skip it. But okay. I'll see you guys at the end of the podcast. Bye. Hi, it's your girl, Jenny, guys. I hope you guys are having the best day, best evening, best morning, best time, whatever time you guys are listening to this. It is 4:20 p.m. Halloween, and I am filming a podcast episode, and I'm not doing a Halloween themed episode. I am just going to be reacting to a movie called After. I just found it and I thought it was amazing, and I'm going to be giving you guys my commentary or my reaction. And yeah, I'm filming this on my phone, so the audio might be rocky, so just don't mind that. I'm going to get into place and get ready for this. Okay, I'm all ready to do this, and let's start. Warning, there might be swears in this, so not from me, but from the movie.
Okay, what are we forgetting? Hair dryer.
Nope.
Flashlight.
Mom, it's college. It's not a survival course.
Towels, battery charger, phone charger.
I can always drive anything up if you forget it.
Okay, we should get going. We have a long drive ahead.
Okay.
Let's do a last minute room check. Oh, wait.
Thank you.
Oh, I love this soundtrack, by the way. It is going well so far. Yeah, that's all I have to say on the soundtrack. For the first song, though, it's really good. The college looks really good.
I'm Tessa.
Hey, it's my new roomie. This is Tristan.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm Tessa.
Come in. We're not gonna bite.
Oh, sorry. So this is my mom, and this is Noah.
Hello.
Full disclosure, I was pretty bummed to be paired with a freshman, but I thought, hello, right side. I'm gonna be your spirit guide.
We can get you into all the best places even without a fake. No problem. Mom.
Okay. I've seen a moving car commentary on this.
Thanks. I got it from the Gap.
We're going straight down to the housing office right now and requesting a room change.
What are you talking about?
That room reeked.
Can you please not make a scene?
I'm not. We have worked too hard for this, and I don't want you to be distracted by anyone.
Mom, this is me that we're talking about. Can you please just trust me? It'll be fine, I promise. I promise.
The house is gonna be so empty without you.
I know. I'll miss you.
Oh, God, I am so proud of you.
Thanks, Mom.
Okay, I love you, my baby. Go on. See you later.
Bye.
This is the part I've been dreading.
Me too.
Oh, I was actually talking about the ride home with your mom. Okay.
Oh, that's cute. She drives up with her boyfriend and her mom.
How much did I freak your mom out? She thinks I'm gonna be a bad influence?
She's just very protective. It's always only been the two of us. No, no thanks.
See? Seems like she has nothing to worry about. Your brother's cute.
Oh, you mean Noah? No, he's my boyfriend.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. He's a senior in high school.
It's Tristan. I'm supposed to meet her. What's with all the old books? Who brings books to college?
Me? I guess.
The bookish vibe. I like that. All right, I'm out.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, I get the feeling the first night at your dorm is not. It's actually, it depends on like the environment that you walk into. The environment I walked into was loving and kind. I felt right into it when I got there. I was so comfortable. The space was small. It was just like a huge house that a bunch of kids lived in, and it was amazing. It is still amazing. Sorry, I'm still at that school, but I'm just home for the weekend. But yeah, it was like a very nice environment. I have my own room. I don't share with anyone right now, but yeah, I'm like, the environment was really good. The dorm bed, I feel like I could make it comfortabler because I just sleep on the mattress with like my sheets and stuff, but I don't have like bedding covering, so it's not as comfortable. But other than that, like, everything there is amazing. And yeah. Ew, the outfit that she's wearing from, like, down when she's going to hit her first class, probably, is disgusting. It's, like, a long skirt with ruffled shirts. It's disgusting. The stylist could have done better than that. And also, she looks like Daniela Rose Russell from Legacies and Originals. But I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Oh, she could have done better with her. Yeah, that would have gotten that would have gotten on forever. Good thing she went, cause
first year too.
Okay. Are you an econ major?
That's the plan. Are you?
An English major. I'm Landon, by the way.
Tessa.
Hi. Oh my gosh, Landon. Okay, you see when I said she looks like Danielle Rose Russell? Danielle Rose Russell plays Hope in Legacies and Originals, and her boyfriend is called Landon. And that's like a coincidence that this character in the show is called Landon as well. So that's cool, I guess.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Good morning. I'm Professor Alexander, and welcome to Econ 101. This might be the most important class you take here, so I expect everyone here to closely pay attention and benefit from the 25-year career I had on Wall Street. Now let's get started.
Oh yeah, okay, so this is like a point of view from me from like showering and dorms and stuff like that. The showers that we have in my dorm, obviously boarding school isn't necessarily the same thing as college, but the showers in my dorm are like very comfortable. They're like a normal house shower for me at least. Yeah, everyone's shower is practically like that. But the one she's in like in right there is like a college like brick shower. Like high school brick shower after gym kind of feel. I guess that's like how everyone visualized boarding school and college, but not for me. That's not the vibe for me, I guess. You never leave your... Okay, here's something I've learned. When you have your shower caddy with you, leave it outside of the shower, okay? Never bring it inside or all your stuff in your shower caddy will get wet. Second thing, never leave your clothes out near the shower or it'll get majorly drenched. There's usually a hook near the shower, so that's where you put it. If there is no hook next to it, then you have to put it over the shower. Like there's a little like curtain, you put it over the curtain.
Excuse me? I think that you're in the wrong room.
I'm in the right room.
How did you even get in here? Okay, can you please go out into the hall so I can get dressed?
Don't flatter yourself. I'm not looking. You took your time.
Hey, Tessa. Hi. Can you please ask your boyfriend to leave so I can get dressed?
Not my boyfriend. What did you say to her?
Nothing. I've been minding my own business.
Okay, well, whoever he is.
You're going out with us tonight.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm trying to picture this one at a party. Just not seeing it.
You're not gonna stay in here forever, right?
The Great Gatsby. It's a good book. Hate to spoil it. But it was all a dream.
Actually, it was all a lie.
Okay, now that's an awkward situation. Like, why would someone be in your bedroom you don't even know? I feel like that's like a dorm room rule that like every school has to place in. Like, even with COVID and stuff, they still, like, kids shouldn't be allowed in other kids' dorms, especially during showering hours. Like, excuse me. Ew, a regular black coffee? That's disgusting. I usually have my coffee with creamer and sugar. Like, one packet of sugar and one packet of creamer. That's, like, good. That's, like, that just makes my day. Like, it's so good. It tastes like hot chocolate, but, like, the vibe with coffee. It's so good. Yeah. Oh, I think I know what this movie is about. I watched a movie commentary after on this, actually, so.
We're gonna go to a party tonight. I don't know. You're going. Don't you wanna have fun? Yeah, of course I do. And grab your shit. Okay. Okay, let's get ready to party.
I feel like I love the what's her name? Like, her roommate's vibe. Like, her roommate's vibe is, like, oh, party time! I feel like that's me sometimes, but, like, right now I'm just so chill, and I'm just talking. But, like, her vibe is, like, hey, let's get party day! And I feel like she doesn't really care about school that much, but Tessa here, she really cares about school, you know? I'm, like, in the middle between them, like, you know? Her closet is ugly AF. They're all dresses. And let me tell you, they're not cute dresses. I feel like a crop top with jeans could have worked for this, but, you know, a dress. Okay, whatever, a dress. And now she see people at the party, and now she looks overdressed. Period. That's why you always wear a crop top and jeans to a party, a casual party.
my tux.
Okay, here's the thing. I feel like the trend now is kind of like dye your hair. Like, that's the trend. I feel like I dye my hair, but, like, I can't because the type of hair I have, it's not, like, for dyeing. So, yeah, that's all I have to say on that.
Hey, guys. This is my new roommate, Tessa.
This is everybody.
Nice to meet you. My name is Zed.
You've met Harden. That's Molly.
Hey.
Sit down.
Cute dress.
Like mom.
Oh, yeah. And that's Jace, the townie.
So, what's your major, Tessa?
I'm thinking business or maybe economics.
Very cool. You want a drink?
I don't really drink.
Come on, we're all drinking. Have a drink. What is it? Do it. Come on.
My God, Steph, where'd you find this girl?
No one's talking to you.
Oh. Ooh, yes.
Guys, truth or dare?
What?
Truth or dare?
No.
Come on.
No.
Isn't this a kid's game? Not the way we play.
Hey, Tessa. Truth or dare?
Truth. Craziest place you've had sex? Pass. Alright, it's an easy one. Wait. Are you a virgin? I'll do dare.
Dare. I dare you to make out with Hart.
She won't do that.
It's never as well.
Oh, peer pressure. This is the situation. You walk out.
Do you want to do this? You having fun, Molly?
I'm done playing this game.
I like this game.
Harden Scott got his first rejection.
Deny, bro.
Don't tell me she called her mom.
Hey.
Hey, thought we were gonna FaceTime.
Yeah, sorry.
Where are you right now? It's really loud.
I'm with Steph and her friends, but they're all just, like, I don't know.
So, you're at a party. Have you been drinking?
I just had one drink.
Okay, so you go to college, and now you drink. That's really great, Tessa.
Noah, can you not be so, like...
So, like what? I'm not the one who's out partying right now.
Just forget it.
Tessa, I'm...
You never go to a party and look for the bathroom. That's the worst idea ever. Never go to a party and look for a bathroom. No. She's really getting on my nerves, and it's only been, what, a couple of minutes? Now she's annoying. Okay, I think this podcast is getting a little bit too long. If you guys want me to do a part 2, part 3, part 4, how long this movie takes me to do, please let me know, because I'll be more than welcome to. I hope you guys enjoy. Peace.